past that one. That's all the death questions, but I've still got some diseases to go. If somebody said, how are you, and you were feeling, oh, about average, you'd say, oh, I'm.
Okay.
Okay. And then the disease of the joints that old people get.
Arthritis.
Is there another name for that?
Bursitis?
Yeah, that's a type of it, I think. How about rheumatism?
I've heard that.
Is it the same?
I didn't think so.
Okay. A disease that children used to get, they get a shot for it now, so I don't think you hear about it much anymore, but it's a kind of severe sore throat where you get blisters and then you choke and die. And it starts dip.
Theria?
Say the whole word.
Diphtheria? Uh-huh. I don't know if that's
like I've heard of the disease, but I don't know what it is. Then what makes your skin turn yellow? What's the disease? Did you ever hear of jaundice or jandice?
Jaundice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the disease that you have when your appendix need to come out is?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if you had eaten something that didn't agree with you and it came up, you'd say you had to?
Throw up.
Is there another way to say it?
Vomit.
Which is more polite?
Throw up.
Okay. Is there something that's worse than saying vomit? Or is there a joking way to say it? You ever say barf?
I used to say that when I was in college, barf.
Haven't said it in years, though. If somebody was feeling like that, feeling that he was about to throw up, you'd say he's sick where?
His stomach is sick.
You say he's sick, blank, his stomach, or the stomach. In, add on to.
Oh. Sick at his stomach.
Okay. That's what I say, sick at his stomach, but they say it all different ways. If a boy was beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you'd say that they are doing what?
Dating?
Would you ever say courting?
I don't say it, but I've heard it.
It's the old-fashioned term. I think your parents may say that. And you would say he is her what?
Boyfriend.
And she is his?
Girlfriend.
And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
Smooch.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Kissing.
Okay. And if you asked her to marry him, but she wouldn't, you'd say she...
Turned him down.
But if she didn't turn him down, then went ahead and got...
Married.
And the man that stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the...
Maid of honor.
Okay. And do you know of a noisy party that they used to have after weddings where they would shoot off guns and beat tin pans and march around the house and sing loud songs?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
Serenade, but I didn't know that's what it was.
What is a serenade to you?
I thought it had something to do with music.
Yeah, I don't think that what you're thinking of is the same as this noisy party, which is an old country custom, which I don't think was ever done here. Then how would you use up, down, and over to mean directions? If you were going south, what would you say? I'm going to Florida. You'd say I'm going
down to Florida.
Or if you were going to North Carolina, I'm going
to up to North Carolina.
Would you say up?
I'd just say going to North Carolina.
Right. What if you're going west?
Out west.
All right, and east?
Just east.
Suppose you're going to see somebody that lives just a few blocks away. I'm going... Well, if you're going to Susie's house, you'd say, I'm going...
Just in the neighborhood,
If they say, where are you going? I'm going...
Down the street.
Okay, yeah, that'll do. And then if there were trouble at a party and the police came, you would say they didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested the...
Whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. And when there's music and a band and people get up and move around, that's a...
A dance.